Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, again, in the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk situation, I came across two or three articles that were really succinct and I think really hit the point better than I did over the last couple of days, and I thought it might be worth spending a few moments talking about it. You know, a lot of folks, we know about this cancel culture that's existed, right? I mean, it's been out there. It was really strong during certain periods of time. Obviously, it was incredibly strong during the pandemic, that if you weren't on board with what everyone was saying, and, you know, and they were saying follow the signs, follow this, follow that, but if there was something that just didn't seem right, didn't make sense, didn't square up with all of the details that had been provided before that, you got canceled. During the George Floyd situation, same thing. If you talked about this in a different way, you were racist. You got canceled. And, you know, we went on the onset of a whole lot of different programs out there that were being implemented, and we've developed this cancel culture. And there was no doubt that everyone was tiptoeing through the tulips around this for the most part in their respective places of employment, at schools with their kids or whatever. I mean, it was no big secret, right? And there's no doubt that it impacted the right more than it did the left, because the thing was being perpetuated by the left, and more likely than not because of who was in office at the time as opposed to who was not. And it was interesting because towards the end of that arc that existed relative to this cancel culture, there were those that came out and really talked about that this is really not a cancel culture, this is a consequence culture. And one of them, in one of the articles by Jim Garrity, actually, he mentions something that in 2021 actor LeVar Burton said, right? And it's obvious that many people today are really afraid of this coming full circle and biting them, because what you're seeing out there in podcasts and the like is that they're talking about if somebody posts, and this is a quote, and this was at in the Three Martini Lunch podcast, if somebody posts something abominable, stupid, or hateful on social media and after a tragedy, his employer doesn't necessarily need to fire that employee, but the employer should really have some sort of intervention, some sort of action that says to the employee, don't do this. It's not good for the company. It makes all of us look bad, and it's really not good for you either. You look and sound like a cruel maniac, and we really don't want a cruel maniac in our workplace, you really shouldn't be taking pleasure in the suffering of others. And if this is what brings joy and meaning into your life, you have serious emotional issues and you probably should be seeing a mental health professional, right? I mean, that's kind of the way that this would go down more often than not if you had to walk into HR as a result of what you were saying, because you're bringing a very negative attention to you, right? But it's really all about the accountability. And maybe the context of what you do in life would make one of these situations seem more unacceptable than others. And in one of these other articles, they talked about, for example, if you're a teacher and you post something horrific, I would ask you as a parent, if one of the teachers at your teacher's school was advocating pleasure and excitement and joy about the killing of an individual, the assassination of an individual, the fact that a father, a husband, was killed, and that the video is all over the internet, I think you would be concerned, and rightfully so. And how about if your doctor or your nurse, at your primary care physician, is posting all over the social media about their joy in the death of an individual? Remove Charlie Kirk from the picture. Anyone, maybe a former spouse or whatever it may be, do you think maybe you would hesitate before going back to see that individual? I would suspect so, because we don't do those things, right? So we have a lot of people pushing back on the fact that folks are losing jobs and things of that nature. I don't know what the right answer is, but I know, like this author of this article says, it's not acceptable for the Chesterfield County Public Schools Dean of Students to post, "You reap what you sow." And it's not acceptable for the Colorado Department of Health Suicide Prevention Coordinator to post sneering disdain for those mourning Kirk. Kind of suggests that she might want to prevent suicide, but not homicide of certain people. And certainly it's not good for the Carolina Panthers communications coordinator to post, "Why are y'all sad? Your man said it was worth it," in reference to the Wu-Tang Clan song "Protect Your Neck." And then we get to Matthew Dowd, the guy who on air immediately after the news of the shooting speculated that we don't know if the gunshot was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration. Now, can you imagine for a moment you have someone on national TV and there's no evidence that this type of act had ever occurred previously at a Charlie Kirk function or any Republican function where the attendees, in a fit of excitement and joy, pull out their weapons and start firing shots in the air? Are we serious? He's setting himself up as a victim. I have to say about the MSNBC executives, I would suggest to you that that's probably how they looked at this. No one could take this guy seriously at this point in time for even suggesting that that would be a possibility, because it's never happened before. So we have to wait, because we don't know whether or not it was one of Charlie Kirk's fans by accident shot him in the neck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we expect people to do that, that, you know, as this author pointed out, that conservatives typically often substitute firing guns at the stage instead of applause. Right? But back to LeVar Burton for a moment. Talking about this being simply a long overdue reckoning of consequences for objectionable statements. He says, and I quote, "In terms of cancel culture, I think it's misnamed. I think we have a consequence culture, and that the consequences are finally encompassing everybody in this in society, whereas they haven't been ever in this country." So it's going to be interesting how this ultimately plays out, right? I mean, you remember, and the author in the article points out, you remember everyone, both Republicans, Democrats, and otherwise, how appalled they were when, I know I was, when Alex Jones insisted that Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. What, are you kidding me? Same thing in reaction to folks that have tried to perpetuate the notion that the Holocaust never happened. Are you for real? What are you talking about? Jim Garrity points out that a conservative commentator, John Podhoretz, I'm brutalizing that name, made some observations the other day on X. And he said he hopes that John really turns this into a column or an essay. But he kind of summarizes what he says. And I think it's worth reading because I think he's absolutely right. Here's the danger of social media. It allows people to publish their internal monologues. Our internal monologues and fantasies are often incredibly ugly. People go to therapists because they feel so guilty about them, and one of the tasks of a therapist is to explain that thoughts are not actions. You can rage in your thoughts about your brother or someone at work and even fantasize about them dying, but you have done nothing and are guilty of nothing, and you need to forgive yourself and learn how to calm yourself down. Since about 2007, he says, people have had a means of externalizing their interior monologue. And if the world knew what was going on inside us, we would all be punished viscerally for it. And until 2007, for the most part, the world would not, could not. They could not know. The question is, and he says, I mean this literally, can civilization survive now that we have made witness to the interior lives of others? Now, one would have to admit, right, that in the author of this article that quotes this individual says just about everybody's got ugly thoughts sometimes, right? You hear me talk about emotional intelligence all the time. The ability to manage one's own emotions any emotions of others. This is it in living color. Is gaining control of your emotions, which sometimes reveal themselves in these fantasies that we have of our interior monologues. But just about everybody has ugly thoughts at some point in time in your life. You can admit it. We all do. Thankfully, though, the exercise of emotional intelligence and just common sense, the vast majority of people don't act on those thoughts. It's pretty small. I won't say inconsequential because it has dire, crazy, ugly outcomes. Otherwise, society would be in anarchy. And thankfully, most people keep those thoughts to themselves. So think about that for a moment. We all have an ugly side, an underbelly of a thought process about reactionary to this, retaliate to that. What would we do if I could walk away without any consequences? Oh, I know what I would do to that person. Working through all the relationships that you do in life as you grow up, think about some of the thoughts you had running through your mind as an 18-year-old. Or otherwise, you think back, it's embarrassing. And thankfully, most of us never put it out there publicly. We knew better. In today's live-for-the-moment society, I'm not sure we know better. And he's right. Can civilization survive now that we have made witness to the interior lives of others, especially if it continues? We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.